The Golden Age of Network Radio on Here's to Veterans.
Here's to Veterans from Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Dennis Day, Rochester, Phil Harris in the orchestra, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Here's to Veterans. A salute from this station and the Veterans Administration, transcribed for servicemen and women. The great network radio shows were part of the early years of Here's to Veterans. Your host for this special series of classic performances, John Hickman.
Thank you very much. One of the programs that had consistent top ratings on network radio was the Jack Benny Show, with a cast whose names became household words. In just a moment, we'll flip the calendar back to 1947 for one of the great shows from the Here's to Veterans archives. But first, this important message from the VA.
Thank you very much, John Hickman. You know, you might be interested in some figures that show how important it is to get a good education. The figures reveal that a college education can add over $200,000 lifetime income to an individual as compared with another who has only a high school education. And that's not all. A man with a high school diploma will make about $60,000 more than the fellow who has only 3 years of high school and nearly $100,000 more than a man who hasn't been to high school at all. All that's solid proof. The more you learn, the more you earn. And that means education under the GI Bill is important to veterans. More about that after more from the Golden Age of Network Radio. Here again, John Hickman.
Radio has had many funny men, but one of the best loved of all time has to be Jack Benny. His relaxed humor, depending almost entirely on situation and character rather than wisecracks, has earned Jack a well-deserved place in the history of broadcasting. Here's a sample from a 1947 Here's to Veterans program introduced for us by Don Wilson.
Let's go out to Jack Benny's home in Beverly Hills, where we find Jack trying to fix his broken phonograph.
Hand me the screwdriver, Rochester. I want to tighten the last screw on this phonograph.
Here you are.
There. That ought to fix it. I'll turn it on. It was too fast.
What record was that?
Bing Crosby singing White Christmas.
It sounded more like Effie Boone singing Mother McGree.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't understand what's wrong with this phonograph. It's never given me trouble before.
Well, boss, maybe if I took this and...
Oh, Rochester, now look what you've done. You've knocked the horn off. And you tipped over the dog, too. This is Be Kind to Animals Week.
I'm sorry, boss. Let's take another look at the motor and see what's wrong.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here's a loose wire, and I see where it's supposed to go. I'll just take it and plug it in... Pull out the plug! Pull out the plug! Wow. Wow, what a shock. It was enough to make my hair stand on end.
You want me to go in your room and see?
You don't have to. I'm wearing it. The show won't be as short as you think. Now, there's the wire is fixed. Now, let's try some other record. What have we got in that album?
Let me see. I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles, Dardanella, The Sheik of Araby, I Found a $1 Million,
Whoops.
Baby.
Oh.
Keep the home fires burning, Katie, and after the ball is over.
No, no, I don't want to spoil those. Play some of the old ones. Go ahead.
Boss, any records older than these are on cylinders.
Put some of these on. I want to try it out.
Yes, sir. Shall we put in a new needle?
No, Roger. The needle we have was guaranteed to play 1,000 records. We've only used it 873 times.
What a memory.
Memory nothing. Count the notches in the side of the phonograph. Now, let's turn it on and see if the record changer is working there.
Yes.
Rochester, what's happened? Why is the phonograph throwing the records up in the air?
We never should have fixed it with those parts out of the toaster.
We'll rejoin this year's Production's Encore after this message from the VA.
Thank you, John. Education is a matter of dollars and cents. The dollars and cents you earn on the job. The GI Bill makes it possible for those with at least 6 months military service, any part of it after January 1955, to get that education. If you are a qualified veteran, you may have up to 36 months of schooling or training available. Now, this is in addition to whatever time you may need to complete high school. You can go to high school under the GI Bill, draw a check from the Veterans Administration every month, and not use up any of your eligibility time. The entire time you have earned is left for college, vocational school, or other training. The GI Bill can mean a lot to your future success and happiness. So write, call, or visit the nearest Veterans Administration office or a service organization representative. Once again, your host for these Here's to Veterans Classics, John Hickman.
Jack Benny, with the help of Rochester, has just fixed his old phonograph. Let's listen to more of this great comedy sequence as Jack is visited by another of the show's regulars, Mary Livingston.
Jack, what's going on here?
Rochester and I fixed the phonograph.
Again? Why don't you get rid of that old thing and buy a new one?
Mary, this phonograph isn't so old.
Go on. Edison's fingerprints are still on it.
What?
And she means Edison the boy.
Look, Mary, the phonograph works all right now. I mean, I not only fixed it, but I modernized it and brought it right up to date.
I'll bet you did.
Well, if you don't believe it, try it yourself.
All right. Have you got two nickels for a dime?
Oh, Mary, put in the dime. Be a sport. No, it plays three records that way.
If you put in a quarter, you get a sandwich, a cup of coffee, and a dive to the movie star's home.
We haven't perfected that yet. Go ahead, Mary, put in the dime.
I'll take your word for it. Say, Jack, am I the first one here for rehearsal?
Yeah, but the others will be here pretty soon. By the way, Mary, I haven't seen you in a couple of days. What's new?
Oh, nothing much. Oh, I got a letter from Mama yesterday.
A letter from your mother? Well, what does the happy Chandler of Plainfield have to say?
I'll read it to you.
Go ahead.
My darling daughter, Mary, just a few lines to let you know that we are all well and hope you are the same. We've been very busy with the spring planting. Your sister, Babe, helped Papa with the plowing. She did a swell job, but I'll be glad when the horse gets better.
Mary, your sister, Babe, pulled the plow?
Sure, Jack. She's as strong as a horse.
Yes, and when you put a straw hat on her, you can't...
Jack, please.
Excuse me. Go ahead with the letter.
Your father's lodge held their annual celebration last Saturday night. Your father was the guest of honor, and every time he stood up to make his speech, he banged his head.
Banged his head?
He kept complaining that the ceiling was too low. Uh-huh. It wasn't until the party was half over that he found out he was under the table.
Oh.
So, he made his speech to three cockroaches and a midget who'd come in out of the rain.
Your mother's a regular Milton girl.
Well, that's about all the news, Mary. So we'll close with love and kisses from your mother, Hopalong Livingston.
What a letter. You know, Mary, I can't understand your mother.
Oh, Jack, there's nothing wrong with Mama.
Maybe not, but I wouldn't be married to her for $1 million.
Whoops!
Mary, you too?
Yeah, I must be contagious.
Yeah. Hey, that must be some of the gang. Come in! Well, it's Dennis.
Where?
It's you. Come on in. Hello, kid.
Hello, Mr. Benny. Hello, Mary.
How are you, Dennis?
Fine. Gee, it sure is hot out.
Well, it certainly is.
This morning, my uncle fried an egg on the sidewalk.
He did?
Yeah. Yesterday, he fried an egg on the sidewalk, too.
No kidding.
Yeah. You know where you can find an apartment?
Oh, so that's the reason. Gee, I feel sorry for your uncle.
Yeah, so do I. He likes his eggs boiled.
Oh, fine.
Dennis, it's really a shame that your uncle has to live out on the street.
Yeah, what a place to spend a honeymoon.
All right, all right. Now, look, Dennis, the scripts aren't here yet, so we can run over your song before rehearsal. What number are you going to do?
Well, I made a record of a new song, and I brought it with me. Would you like to hear it?
Sure, kid, sure. Put it on the phonograph.
Okay. Is this deductible for my income tax?
Oh, sure. It's a business expense, you know. Now, go ahead. Turn it on.
Okay.
Jack, what are you doing with that knife?
I'm putting another notch on the side of the phonograph. Come on, kid. Let's hear the song.
When am I gonna kiss you good morning? Just like I kiss you good night. How can it be a beautiful morning if you are not in my sight? I'm not the kind who goes for all those hit and run kisses. I won't be satisfied until we're Mr. and Mrs. When am I gonna kiss you good morning? Just like I kiss you good night. I'd like to kiss you good morning, just like I kiss you good night. When can I put the ring on your finger? When will we do it upright? We hide away in some cafe, the candlelight's bewitching. I'd rather have those ham and eggs in our little kitchen. But when am I gonna kiss you good morning? Just like I kiss you good night.
And that's the Jack Benny Show, broadcast for the Veterans Administration in 1947. This is John Hickman inviting you to join me again soon when we'll recall more of radio's golden moments from those great Here's to Veteran shows of the 1940s. Until then, so long and thanks for listening.
A return to the golden age of network radio on Here's to Veterans, transcribed by the Veterans Administration. Our thanks to this radio station for contributing broadcast time in the public interest. And a special salute to the veterans of Vietnam. The VA welcomes you home and is ready to serve you. Here's to veterans.